God is faithful. Hallelujah. Got some food for thought tonight to begin with. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit. And the 1 through 3 isn't that right? Verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, the descent into fruitlessness doesn't happen all at once. It takes place slowly, one step and one decision at a time. Watch the progression in Psalms 1. Walking day after day in wicked patterns will lead to standing still. The longer we stand for sin in our lives, the more useless we'll become. Like a dried up vine in parched soil. On the other hand, we can live a thriving, fruitful life by following God's ways. And it all begins in our minds as we read, study, pray, and memorize God's word. He will begin to renew our minds as we sink our roots down deep in biblical soil. Our actions and attitudes will begin to bear evidence of the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives. Like a strong oak tree, we will be prepared to withstand the trials and temptations that will come our way. Amen. Now, I heard Pastor Benham saying how that, I think Sister Morgan talked about a 100-year-old oak tree somewhere outside. Isn't that something? 100 years old. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? God's faithful. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about faith. Now, Pastor Miller preached on faith this month, but I've been looking at messages, I think, about 3 weeks, you know, working with faith. Amen? Amen. Now, little is much when God is in it. Amen. Hallelujah. The size of our faith determine the size of our God. Amen. Little faith, if you got a little faith, but God is little to you. But hallelujah. But now Jesus spoke about great faith in two places in the New Testament. And we're going to look at that tonight, how he talked about the great faith. But first of all, to start off with, we're going to look at four scriptures. Four scriptures that we're going to read. And then with the help of the Lord, we'll go from there with God's help. Amen. The first scripture is Habakkuk 2:4. Let's look at Habakkuk 2:4. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4.
Behold the proud.
Yeah, chapter 2, verse 4.
Behold the proud.
Behold the proud.
His soul is not upright in him.
Mm-hmm.
But the just shall live by faith.
But the just shall live by his faith. Amen. Now look at Romans 1:17. The just shall live by his faith. Romans 1:17 says,
for the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. Now let's look at Galatians 3:11. Galatians 3:11. Amen. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews 10, 38. Yes. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't it?
Not a just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
Amen. The just shall live by faith. God made it plain, didn't he? Amen. That he want his people to live by faith, to walk by faith. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God tonight, Lord. For thy word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path, Lord. Just have your way tonight. Stir our hearts, Lord. God, help us to draw nigh unto thee out of a pure heart, being firm, sincere, and sound in the faith. Lord, speak through these lips of clay, Lord God. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, and hearts to contain, to obey your word, to do your will, Master, in Jesus' name. For the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, a just shall live by faith. Faith. Amen?
Amen.
Faith is, now, circumstances will either stretch your faith or shrink your faith. They'll do one of the two. Amen? I mean, you get in a hard trial, a hard test, and if you really pray and seek God and look to God, your faith will be strengthened. But if you get in the doldrums, you know, get down in the dumps and all, your faith will be weakened. So it'll stretch or shrink your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Is that right?
Amen.
Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We hear the word of God, and we believe God. Hallelujah. The beginning of anxiety or worry is the end of faith. And the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. You can't have them both at the same time. But God's calling for his people to walk by faith and not by sight. So faith is taking God at his word, believing God will do what he said. Amen? So faith is humble dependency upon God. We believe God. We humble ourselves at his mighty hand. And he will take care of us. He'll meet the situation for us, won't he? He always have and always will. So we can depend upon God. So we're going to look at Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Begin at verse 1. Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mountain. The Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. Amen? And he taught them some great things, didn't he? Matthew 5, Matthew 6, Matthew 7. Now, when Jesus came down off of the mountain, after he got through teaching and preaching there and telling the people how to live, didn't he? He taught them how to live in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Hallelujah. But when he came down off the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And there came a leper unto him after he came down off the mountain. He said, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus stretched forth his hand and touched him and said, I will be thy clean. Jesus healed the leper. Why did he heal the leper? The leper believed. Isn't that right? The leper believed that Jesus could heal him, and Jesus healed him. Amen. Faith, hallelujah, without works is dead. The man believed God, and hallelujah, and God healed him. Hallelujah. And after that, Jesus went into Capernaum, and a centurion came to Jesus and told Jesus, said, Lord, let's look at that. My servant Matthew 8. Yeah, verse 5. Now, a centurion is one, is an officer, a military officer, and he's over from 500 to, well, from 50 to 100. From 50 to 100, he's over. Now, the word centurion, you get the word century out of it, which means 100. But, now see, it's according to the size of the regiment, whether or not he would have 100 men under him. If it's a real large regiment, the centurion will have 100 men under him. Amen. So this centurion came to Jesus, and he wanted his servant healed. He had heard about Jesus. You know, Jesus' fame went about, didn't it? Amen. You better believe it did. He preached the word. He healed the sick. Casted out devils. Now, this is prophecy being fulfilled. The word of God spoke, when Jesus comes, the eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The lame man shall leap as an hart. Amen? This is prophecy that Jesus would come and do these things. And Jesus was doing exactly what the Word of God said he would do. Why? He was fulfilling prophecy, fulfilling the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. This is real. That's really what Paul was able to say when he was talking to King Agrippa. He was telling King Agrippa, the King Agrippa, believe what the prophet says. I know thou believest. And King Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, not. I don't want you to be almost. I want you to be altogether a Christian, all except these bonds. Amen? But Paul told him, said, this thing was not done in a corner. Isn't that right? This is out in the open. Thank God that this is a common salvation. Isn't that right? Everybody have a chance to get saved. See, Jesus came to save the lost. And see, some people feel like because he died and rose, everybody's saved. No, no, no. See, we got to come to the Lord to get saved. Isn't that right? We got to repent of our sin. Hear the gospel preached and turn from our sin and turn to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And receive the Spirit of God in our hearts, in our lives, and let our light shine daily. Hallelujah. To please God. And we're here tonight, and we're here today. We're here in this time to please God. Isn't that right? Not man, but God. As Pastor Venable said this morning, how the Bible said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. Isn't that right? You know what it said? Amen. Hallelujah. You got to depend upon God. Now, we love one another, and there are some brothers and sisters that are dependable, you know, and we love one another. We work with one another. Amen. But our source, we know our source, don't we? Amen. Our source is the Lord.
That's right,
yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we can come together and praise God like we do here. Hallelujah. And it pleased the Lord. God was calling for worship this morning, wasn't it? He called us to worship Him in spirit and in truth, to praise Him, to magnify His name, to obey His voice, to lift Him up. Thank God. Songs to lift Him up, lift Him up, lift the name of Jesus higher, lift Him up, lift His banner to the sky. Is that right? And it said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we know, thank God, Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. But that was talking about lifted up on the cross. We understand that, don't we? We know that part. But we have to lift Him up, don't we? In praise and in worship. Thank God, in adoration. Hallelujah. We don't praise Him enough. God wants us to praise Him. But here this centurion said he wanted his servant healed. And he said to Jesus, hallelujah. What did he say to Jesus here?
He said, Lord, my servant lies at home paralyzed. Rest before me.
Amen. My servant lies at home paralyzed. The King James is sick of the palsy, which is the same thing, paralyzed. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
See, Jesus was going to go. He was going to go and heal the centurion's servant. But the centurion said to Jesus, "Say, I'm not worried that you come under my roof. But speak in a word. Speak a word. All you got to do is speak. This man had faith.
Amen.
All you got to do is speak a word, and my servant shall live. My servant will be healed. Thank God. And what did Jesus say? Listen to what Jesus marveled. When Jesus marveled, I'm telling you, you're going some. What does Scripture say? I'm not worthy you should come under my roof. Speak a word, yes. My servant to be healed. I'm a man under authority. I've got soldiers under me, and I say to one go. I tell one to go, and he goeth. He obey me. And I say what? Come. Another. I tell him to come, and he come. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. See, he was a man under authority. He was a man in command. And they had to obey him.
Amen.
If they didn't want to get in trouble.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have to come under authority. Isn't that right?
Amen.
On our jobs.
Amen.
You know, we have things that we are to do in order to keep our job. Because some people try to make their rules, you know. They have a 30-minute lunch break, and they take an hour. You know, if they think they can get by with it, that's not right, you know. I know when I worked out at Bert Ines, it was a man that he was a young fellow, you know, and he was a pretty smart fellow. And he thought he was slick. He knew how to finagle the time clock, you know. In other words, he'd go out at a certain time and he'd come back, you know, just when he wanted to come back. And they told me, say, watch him. See, I was at the gate. I was at the west gate and in security. And they said, tell me what that, call me when he come in, you know. And I, you know, I had to report him. That's my job, you know. And I hate to see, he was young, but I hate to see him. He lost his job for cheating, you know. Thought he could get, he got by for a while. But it'll catch up with you, won't it? You better believe it'll catch up with you. Amen. That's when we're honest. God wants his people to be honest.
Amen.
See, Christian people shouldn't steal.
That's right.
Should they? The Bible says, let him that stole steal no more, but let him labor working with his hands.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
That he'd be able to provide and to give up to others. See, and God don't bless us to just hold it up, does just hold it, you know, just hold it in. You know. God bless us to be a blessing. Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
He wants us to be a blessing. Thank God to others. The more God bless us, the more we can bless somebody else.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what God's calling for. God's calling for genuine people, isn't it? Hallelujah. Holy Ghost filled people.
Yes.
People that are stirred up and fired up. Thank God and ready to go up. And we should be ready to go up, shouldn't we? Hallelujah. When he comes, he's coming after the people that's what? Looking for him.
Amen.
Isn't that right? People that's ready to meet him. Praise God. And we'll welcome him with open arms.
Amen.
Thank God, because as I say, we know this is not our home.
Right.
Is this our home?
No.
The Bible said, hallelujah, our citizenship is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Well, where is heaven? Thank God. Where is heaven? It's up, isn't it?
Yes.
We know it's up.
Yeah.
How do we know it's up? Well, it's a lot of reasons we know it's up. But now, let's look at one reason here. Jesus, before he ascended, before he went back to heaven, the Bible say he led his disciples out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hand and blessed them. And it came to pass as he blessed them, he was taken up. He took him, taken up in heaven. They saw him going up.
Amen.
And two angels, it said, two angels stood by in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, watch, stand ye gazing up in the heaven. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you, shall so come in like manner as you see him going to heaven. Isn't that right? So we know it's up there. Thank God. Hallelujah. Now the people go out there in space. This one man is a Russian, I believe. Went out there, he looked and looked. Said, I didn't find God. No, you're not going to find God like that. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. That's a dumb answer. Hallelujah. No, you can't find God. Like, God is a spirit. Isn't that right? And to get to heaven, we've got to be a Christian. Thank God. We got to be Christians. What's a Christian? Christ-like, born again, born from above, Christ-like, followers of Christ, learners of Christ, amen, imitators of Christ. Isn't that right? Yeah. Hallelujah. And that's what God's calling for tonight, imitators of him. Walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by his faith. Isn't that right? So this centurion had faith. So all you got to do is speak a word and my servant's going to be healed. Is that what happened? Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus, what did Jesus say? See, Jesus marveled. When you get Jesus to marvel, you're going somewhere. Isn't that right? You're going somewhere when you get Jesus to marvel. Jesus marveled and said, "For surely I say to you,
I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
I haven't found this kind of faith, this great faith in Israel. And Israel was God's chosen people, isn't that right? They were the ones who should have had the faith, but he didn't find that faith. My God, he didn't find that faith in Israel. Praise God. This centurion believed God. Isn't that right? Amen. That's where God wants us to believe him. Amen. We're praying about things going. We're praying that God would work things out for us. We're praying for our families to be saved. Hallelujah. We're praying, Lord God, for this neighborhood. God would bring them in and save them. And we're praying on it. But we believe it. We believe it. Not only praying, when we pray, we got to believe. God wants us to believe. Doesn't he? Hallelujah. What did Jesus tell Thomas? When Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared unto the apostles, and they told Thomas that the Lord's risen. Right. And Thomas said, now you, in other words, let me sort of paraphrase it. Y'all telling me this, that you saw him. I'm sort of paraphrasing. Y'all telling me that you saw, I haven't seen him. And Thomas said, except I see him, in other words, the nail prints in his hand, and thrust my hand to his side, I'm not going to believe. That's what Thomas said. And after 8 days, Jesus appeared again. And Thomas was there with him, and he picked Thomas out. He said, Thomas, behold my hand. Look at my hand. You see these nail prints? Behold my hand. Thrust your hand into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. But Jesus said unto him, because you've seen me, you believe. But blessed are they that have not seen, but yet have believed. Isn't that right? We haven't seen Jesus in, you know, we didn't see him like they saw him, do we? No, we haven't. But of course, hallelujah. But we believe, don't we? We know he's in us. He lives in us. And he manifests himself through us. Hallelujah. We know that we're sons and daughters of God. Isn't that something? We're in the world, but not of the world. When Jesus told Simon Peter, to Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired thee that he may sift thee like wheat. He wanted to just obliterate you, destroy you. But what did Jesus say? But I prayed for you that your faith fail not.
Amen.
I prayed for you. When Jesus prayed for you, hey man, you got somebody that's on your side, in your corner. Thank God that day. Hallelujah. The prayer works. Isn't that right? I prayed for you that your faith fail not. When thou art converted, what? Strengthen thy brethren. And he got converted, didn't he? He really got close to the Lord. Simon Peter, thank God, hallelujah, was a man that lived for God. And he died. He died, didn't he? Amen for the Lord, because he wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Why? The power of God unto salvation to everyone that believed. All right. Jesus told him he hadn't found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Amen. Thank God. Now let's look at Matthew 15, verse 21, beginning at verse 21. Look at this. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and mercy, Lord. God is merciful. Before we read this, I want to read a scripture, a couple of verses in Jude, some verses I've been meditating on in Jude. Before we read Matthew, Let's look at Jude. Jude is right next to just before Revelation. Hallelujah. It's only one chapter in Jude. Thank you, Lord. So let's look at Jude 1, verses 20 and 21. Jude 1, verses 20 and 21. Listen to what they say. This is great. Yes.
For you, beloved.
For ye, beloved.
Building yourself up on your most holy faith.
Building yourself up on your most holy faith.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Praying in the Holy Spirit. Look at this next verse now.
Keep yourself in the love of God.
Keep yourself in the love of God. And listen at the rest of it.
Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus
Christ. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Unto eternal life.
Isn't that something? Thank God. Hallelujah. We're not laboring in vain. Isn't that right? We're not laboring in vain. We're laboring, but not in vain. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 said, be ye steadfast. Maybe 57. Be ye steadfast. Unmovable. What? Always abounded in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
What is it? 15 verse what?
57
and 58. Hallelujah. Be ye steadfast. Have some backbone. Isn't that right? Be able to stand up for God. Stand up for the Lord. Be ye steadfast. Unmovable. Don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel. Thank God, because there's nothing else. Isn't that right? That's the reason why when Jesus preached the word of God on one occasion, all of them left him but the 12. Isn't that right? It got hot. It got hard. And Jesus asked a question, will ye also go away? Everybody else go, will ye also go away? But that impetuous Peter spoke up. Isn't that right? Lord, to whom shall we go? But thou hast the words of eternal life. There's nowhere else to go, Lord, but to you. Thank God. There's nowhere else, saints, is it? Hallelujah. We have a Savior tonight. Thank God that loved us. He loved us enough that He laid down His life for us, didn't He? He died on the cross. Now, what held Him to the cross? Love. Isn't that right? Love held Him to the cross because He said He could have called, more than 12 legions of angels to set Him free. That's a lot of angels. That's a lot of angels. See, because now when you read in the Bible how one angel went through and killed, 185,000 people? Just one angel. And he could have called more than 12 legions of angels. My God! But hallelujah! He stayed on the cross because he knew, glory to God, that we was lost and undone, wretched, miserable. Glory! Hallelujah! He came on a mission and he fulfilled his mission. Didn't he? He fulfilled what he came to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he wants us to stand faithful to him and true. Amen. He said, keep yourselves in the love of God. And we're looking, talking about the mercy of God. The mercy of God. Hallelujah. And the love of God. Hallelujah. And the peace of God. And the joy. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Amen. That right? God wants us to, we need to be full of the joy of the Lord tonight, don't we? We really need to be full of God's joy and peace. When people look at us, and hallelujah, they should be able to see something. They might not understand it, but they should be able to see the Lord. Shouldn't it? Hallelujah. Thank God, because He's faithful, and He's in us, and He's shining to let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
We want to glorify Him tonight, don't we?
Amen.
We want to please Him. So let's look at this other scripture here. About Jesus talked about great faith. He talked about great faith. Thank God. Somebody that held on to Him tenaciously. We got to hold on to the Lord tenaciously. Isn't that right? Got to get a hold to God. Thank God. I'm not going to let you go. Like, who was that? Jacob? Amen. He wrestled with that angel, didn't he? He said, "I wrestled with him, a man, but it was an angel." And he grabbed hold to him, and he said, "Let me go, the day breaking." He said, "I'm not going to let you go until you bless me." He was, hallelujah. "I came to get a blessing, and I'm not going to leave until I get that blessing." And because he was sincere and honest and held on, God blessed him, didn't he? Changed his name from Jacob to Israel, didn't he? Thank God, hallelujah. And Jacob, hallelujah, he became a witness for the Lord at the end of his life. As he got older, he became a true man of wisdom, love. He did, Jacob. Hallelujah. So he blessed his sons, didn't he? All right, let's look at this. Matthew 15, begin at verse 21. Matthew 15, begin at verse 21. Let's see what it says here. Matthew 15, begin at verse 21.
"Then Jesus went out from there and departed to a region of Tyre and Sidon."
He went to Tyre and Sidon. All right. And listen at this. Verse 22, what does it say?
"And behold, a woman of Cana."
A woman of Cana. A Canaanite woman. She came and she cried out to him, saying, what?
"Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David.
Have mercy upon me," all right?
"My daughter here, severely
demon possessed." My daughter, yes, is demon possessed, grievously vexed with and tormented with the devil. Amen. "Have mercy upon me, Lord. I need help." Amen. But what, and Jesus, what does the word, verse 23 say? He didn't answer a word. He heard her talking, but he didn't say nothing to her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And his disciples said, what?
"His disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away. But she cried out after us."
But send her away. She cried after us. Send her away, Lord. She's crying after. Tell her to go. Tell her to leave. Amen. But see, Jesus is merciful, isn't he?
Yes.
He's merciful and he's kind. He's loving. Thank God. And see, Jesus see our heart, doesn't he? He know our intent of our heart. Hallelujah. So he had mercy. He's a merciful God.
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah. What did it say?
"But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
Uh-huh.
"Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me."
See, she didn't give up, did she?
Amen.
She didn't just turn and run away. She said, "Lord, help me. I need help, Lord. Lord, help me." Amen. Hallelujah. And what happened here?
"But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs."
It's not good to give the children's bread to the dogs. But what did the woman say? She still didn't throw her hands up and walk away, did she? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read.
"And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs would fall from their master's table."
Even... That woman had faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She had faith. "Lord, I know you're not going to give the children bread to the dog, but the dog could eat the crumbs under the table.
Amen.
Give me something. I want something. I need something." Like Pastor Bloom says this morning, give me more. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank God. Had a good service this morning. Thank God for that. Amen. So what did it say here? Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman,
great is your faith.
Great is your faith.
Let it be to
you
as you desire."
Uh-huh.
"And her daughter was healed from that very hour."
Great is your faith. Great is your faith. She got the healing because she believed God. She went through some, well, a lot of people like turned and went away. They'd like been embarrassed, you know, and been angry. But not this lady. She had that tenacious faith. She held on to God, thank God, until she got the victory. She got what she came for. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And that's where God wants us to be. We're God's children tonight, aren't we?
Amen.
And he wants us to trust him with all that's within us. Not to doubt him, but trust him. To love him. To obey him. To honor him. To do his will.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Because we know we're living in the end time. Living in the last of the last days. And the Lord is coming soon. After church, without spot or wrinkle in his family. Let's talk about one more man of faith here. Abraham. His name was Abram. Genesis 12. His name was Abram. And God spoke to Abram and said, get thee out from among your kindred, from your father's house. Get away unto a land I'm going to show you. Get out. Leave. And Abram believed God, didn't he? He left walking by faith. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew God. He believed God. And God led him and directed him and kept him. And God led him to the land of Canaan. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. But it took time. But he had to believe God to get up and leave his household, to leave his family. Hallelujah. God is faithful. We got to realize God haven't changed. And he never will change. And he's calling his people. Thank God. He's calling us to stand up for truth more than ever before. Isn't that right? Because, you know, I heard just recently on the radio, it was a lady that she worked for a bank. And she told one of the customers, have a blessed day. And they fired her for that. Amen. They fired her. Amen. So lots of things are happening. People don't want, ungodly people don't want you to name Jesus. Don't want you to say Jesus. They don't want you to name the name of Jesus. Amen. Why? Time is short. Isn't that right? Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But thank God as they deceive and be deceived, God have a people, doesn't he? God have a people that will stand up for truth. Thank God will not take down. But hallelujah, will not compromise. So many are compromising today. They're afraid to tell the truth. Hallelujah. But God's got a people that's not afraid. God's got a people, thank God, that will lift up his name. God's got a people that will praise his name. God's got a people that will stand up for him. Hallelujah. Amen. When they preach the gospel, hallelujah, a lot of them was killed for it. Amen. We're here in America, but things are getting rough, saints. You know, y'all know that? I mean, hallelujah. Things are. America, my God, look at the morals in America. Look at the sin, hallelujah, in America. Abortions. All of these ungodly things are taking place. But God is good, isn't he? God's giving people a chance to repent and get right with him. So let's, as we go about each day, let's witness as God leads us. Let's be a witness, saints. He wants us to be a witness. Amen. Bible says, yeah, my witnesses, saith the Lord. He wants us to really be a true witness. Not be ashamed of him. Hallelujah. Not ashamed of him, are you? Amen. You're not ashamed of the Lord. Amen. We can't be ashamed of him. We got to praise him and honor him and magnify him and love him. Amen. Let's see. A scripture that Titus. Titus 2. Titus 2 verses 2. Titus chapter 2, verses 11, 12, 13, and 14. I'll be for the one.
That brings salvation has appeared to all
men. Put unto all men, yes.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly.
In this present world. In this present world. All right. In verse 13 and 14.
Looking for the blessed hope.
Now, we're looking for the blessed hope. Uh-huh.
And glorious appearing.
And glorious appearing of the great God.
And Savior Jesus Christ.
Let's read that verse again. We're looking for something, aren't we? We're looking for that blessed hope. Amen. And the glorious appearing of the great God. And our Savior Jesus Christ. All right, verse 14.
He gave himself for us,
didn't he? He did. He gave himself for us that
he might redeem us
from all All iniquity. All right. And do what? Unto himself. Amen. That's what God has called us to have. Amen. That's the grace of God. Amen. And Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Isn't that right? Without the grace of God, we all would be lost. Isn't that right? We're saved by grace through faith. Amen. And that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Not of works as any man should boast. Nobody can boast, stick their chest out and say, look what I've done. No way. Hallelujah. No way. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that redeemed us. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. It redeemed us. Thank God. He purchased us, bought us back with his blood. Hallelujah. No other way to be saved. There's no other way. There's one way to God. And it's through Jesus Christ, his Son. May God bless you tonight. May God smile upon you and give you peace. He's faithful, isn't it? He's faithful. He's good. Hallelujah. All right, Jude. All right, Jude, thank you. We go back to Jude. Thank you. Amen. God is so good, isn't he? Amen. We stopped at verse 21, right? Yeah. Were you talking about more verses? All right. Well, let's read that again. That's how we finished. Let's read that again.
But you, beloved,
Bring
yourself up on your most holy faith.
Praying in the Holy Spirit. Build yourself.
Keep yourself in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen, amen. Amen. Unto eternal life. Isn't that right? And that's what we... And that's what we are after, isn't it? That's what we're looking forward to. Amen. That's the reason why we can, as we go through a hard test and trial, keep our mind on the Lord. Keep our mind on the Word of God. Believe what Jesus said. Amen. And when the devil comes, what does the Word of God say? Resist the devil. Draw nigh to God. Resist the devil. And he'll do what? Flee from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith is mighty when it looks to Jesus. Isn't that right? It's mighty. Hallelujah. It's mighty when it looks to Jesus. Amen.